Salt Lake City, Utah is where Elizabeth Smart and her family lived. Elizabeth was the second of six children. Elizabeth and her family were very close. They did everything together. At a young age, Elizabeth was involved in many extracurricular activities. She played the harp for local weddings and funerals and competed in cross country through her high school career. Elizabeth grew up Mormon, and because of her morals, she became a very intelligent and good student. Elizabeth Smart exemplifies that although one may be going through a struggle, you can always come back from them and succeed. One evening, the Smart family returned home from Elizabeth's high school, where she was receiving many awards. After celebrating, the Smart family went to bed. In the middle of the night, as they were sleeping, a man broke into Elizabeth's room through her window. His name was Brian David Mitchell. He held a knife to Elizabeth and told her that if she did not leave with him, he would kill her family. At the age of 14, Elizabeth Smart was kidnapped. Having only been 14 years old, Elizabeth obeyed the man and left with him. Mitchell believed he was a prophet, and he had multiple wives, making him a polygamist. He had his eyes set on Elizabeth and demanded that she become his wife, and he raped her. Throughout her kidnapping, her kidnapper gave her false hope about them letting her go so she could return home. One day, Elizabeth and her kidnapper entered a library where she was spotted, but because her kidnapper had her and disguised her, no one was able to tell if it was really her or not. She was moments away from being saved, but she knew that if she made any sudden move in the library, her kidnapper would have killed her. Elizabeth Smart was held captive and raped for 9 months as she moved between California and Utah. On March 12, 2003, a man that was at the same campsite as Elizabeth and her kidnapper recognized them and reported them to the authorities, where moments later, Elizabeth was saved and returned to her home. Many years later, Elizabeth Smart is now 32 years old. 18 years after being held captive, Elizabeth Smart's kidnappers have been held in prison ever since. Smart says, "I was lucky." She says that her kidnapping did not ruin her. She became stronger after her brutal situation and found her purpose. Elizabeth Smart is now married with 3 children. Due to this experience, Elizabeth has overcome the struggle and has found her purpose. She wants to help people that have been in her situation to give them a sense of hope. Elizabeth knows that without having been through this, she would not be the person she is today, and is almost grateful for her kidnapping. Elizabeth Smart is grateful for her life, the good and the bad, and shows that no matter the struggle, you can overcome anything as long as you have hope. Elizabeth Smart is a walking example that life can change in seconds. She did not let her kidnapping get the best of her. She overcame it and grew as a person for her future. I believe that Elizabeth Smart has given hope to many around the world. I believe that her story has brought awareness to kidnappings around the world. The story shows how common kidnappings and rapes are becoming. Smart delivers her story so that individuals know that no matter the struggle, you can overcome anything and grow.